Hi, hello.
Hi, welcome to the 50th episode of Partners in Upbringing. It's indeed a special one as we are completing our 50 episode milestone.
Yes, and this episode is special because we've put together all our learnings from the past 49 episodes, which is 2000 minutes of conversations with parenting experts in this episode as 21 essential parenting mantras, which will help every parent.
So do listen to this episode, take notes if necessary, and thank you so very much. This would not have happened without your love and support.
Thank you and hope you enjoy listening to the episode. Hi, welcome to Partners in Upbringing. I'm Kalyani.
I'm Himani.
And we are parents just like you.
Always on a lookout. So come join us in our endeavor as we connect with parenting experts and fellow inspiring parents to know the best practices for raising happy and confident children.
Visit partnersinupbringing.com for podcasts, videos, blogs, and to connect with experts. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Partners in Upbringing.
You can listen to us on your favorite podcasting app, Partners in Upbringing, your trusted partner in your parenting journey.
Here are the 21 mantras which will help every parent. Let me start with the one which forms the base of our parenting journey. Mantra number one, be on the same page. All of us parents, knowingly or unknowingly, have a vision for our child. But is it the same as our partner? Because for the vision to be manifested, both mummy and daddy need to be on the same page. So discussing, or even better, writing down the vision for the child is of immense importance. What are the values and skills we want to inculcate, and how are we going to go about it? This exercise ensures alignment of efforts and does not give mixed signals to the child.
Mantra number two, I am the role model for my child. Whether we like it or not, we are the ultimate role models for our children and their first influencers. When they pick up our habits or copy the way we talk or eat or walk, don't we take credit for it? Similarly, their behavior, thinking, value system is also influenced by us. It is impossible to hide anything at all from them. They absorb our energy and they know our vibe. Especially in difficult times, it is just not enough to use the right words and tone. Now, we know that puts a lot of pressure on us as parents, but it does have a positive side. As parents and as role models, we are forced to be on the path of continuous self-improvement and personal development. It is actually one of the most underrated rewards of being a parent.
Mantra number three, their brain is still developing. Children cannot comprehend or follow multiple instructions or sequences which look simple to us adults. They are going to daydream, forget, and be super slow at times. We need to be patient, lower our expectations, and let them be kids.
Mantra number four, connection before correction. We've always heard that practicing mindful and conscious parenting is the most effective way. But do we know how to practice it? The one mantra that can help us practice mindful and conscious parenting on a daily basis is connection before correction. Now, we tend to correct our children in the effort to discipline them, to teach them the values that we want. But often we see that it's not being received well. Why does this happen? What is the missing thing? The connection is the missing thing. So before jumping straight into correction, we must pause and take a moment to understand what was the reason why they did what they did, or what is their point of view, and then go for correction if needed.
Mantra number five, technology is not for babysitting. We tend to use technology, especially the screens, to babysit our children when we are on an office call or busy with some work, or even sometimes to feed them. But we have to ensure to use technology in a limited way, only to enhance their interaction, playtime, or learning, but not for babysitting.
Mantra number six, financial literacy from a young age. We often complain that this generation doesn't know the value of money. But involving children in everyday money matters will change it for sure. You can start with smaller steps, like letting them go to a shop to buy a few grocery items, involve them in planning a vacation according to your house budget, give them a little pocket money and ask them to manage their own expenses, of course at the right age, let them save for their favorite toy, and what is even more important is to let them practice the art of giving from a young age. This will surely help them understand the power of money and also its value.
Mantra number 7. My child deserves an honest answer. Our children are curious about everything around them, which does include sex, kissing, puberty-related changes, love, girlfriends, boyfriends, family finances, family problems, relationships, and much more. They are going to have questions about it. And as parents, we should not shy away from answering them. We should be thankful that they are coming to us and not believing on other sources, which might be unreliable and out of our control. And it will happen sometimes that we might hesitate, not know the correct answers or the ways in which we should explain. But we can always think about it, read, look for resources and get back to them. Having smaller conversations over a period of time, over and over again, is the only effective way to explain these sensitive topics to them. If our child is asking a question related to any of these hush-hush topics, he or she is ready to get an honest answer. Of course, it has to be age-appropriate.
Mantra number 8. Newer experiences builds strong personality. As parents, we must invest time in creating and providing the right environment for our children, be it their space or a variety of experience that we offer them. A palm tree in a pot will have stunted growth and need more care as compared to the one in the ground. So let's not always be overprotective.
Mantra number 9. Sports is equally important. Just like we invest time in choosing a school or planning the academic milestones of our child, it is of equal importance that we plan their fitness and sports routines as well. It not only helps in building their confidence and personality, but also teaches them to cope with failures and bring lifelong discipline. Also, if pursued seriously, sports might lead to scholarships for their higher education and open new career opportunities.
Mantra number 10. Let them get bored. Keep them busy so they'll not get bored is the formula that we all adopt as parents. So we enroll our children for various classes for them to explore their interests. However, we should not forget and underestimate the power of free play. It encourages exploration, freedom to make mistakes, learn from those mistakes, enhance their problem-solving skills, social skills, experimentation, all these things that are very much needed for their holistic development. And yes, it might so happen that in their free time, they will keep coming to us saying, I'm bored. But we have to be assured that this boredom is also necessary for their development as it stimulates creativity. So don't always tell them what to do. Let them find their own way.
Mantra number 11. Develop a positive relationship with food. 75% of picky eaters are born that way. We need to work with them to help them try new foods and have decent portion sizes. Applying pressure and feeding in front of screens might give us good short-term results, but in the long term, it might lead to negative emotions towards food and hence unhealthy eating habits. The only way to raise healthy eaters is to be patient and encouraging.
Mantra number 12. Snacks is not equal to junk food. All of us are feeding healthy breakfast, lunch and dinner to our children. But when it comes to snack time, we usually think it's a cheat time and it's fair for them to open a packet of chips or biscuits or chocolates, maybe juice. But what we have to keep in mind is snack time is not equal to junk food time. Snacks actually means just a small portion of any food mostly healthy food. Now, we know that making fresh food daily may not be convenient. And so, if we are tempted to buy packaged food, let's not forget to read the labels carefully. Research has shown that consuming packaged and processed food on a regular basis can lead to health issues like early puberty, obesity, and even behavioral changes.
Mantra number 13, stay connected with your roots. Being connected with their roots helps children understand themselves, form their identity, which in turn builds their confidence, their character, values, and gives them the wings to fly. So it is our responsibility to introduce them to their culture, their family, teach them their mother tongue, celebrate every festival in a way big or small, visit cultural sites, and share the reasons behind our traditions and rituals.
Mantra number 14. Celebrate their small wins. We all struggle with disciplining children. And as difficult as it may sound, positive disciplining is the only way for this alpha generation. Their sense of individuality starts to develop way before ours when we were kids. So treating them differently as per today's time is very important. Positive disciplining is about acknowledging and celebrating their smaller wins rather than focusing on punishments for the things that they did not get right.
Mantra number 15. Make your own house rules. We parents must set house rules for the entire family. This not only helps to avoid conflicts, but also helps children take responsibility for their behavior. Children have to know that their actions will have consequences. And as parents, it's our duty to give them that information beforehand. And if they still choose to misbehave, we should not budge from letting them face those consequences. This will teach them to own their mistakes and make informed choices in the future.
Mantra number 16. Ask for help. As parents, we always know if there is something wrong with our children, if they are going through some trouble. It may be big or small. So let's not hesitate to talk about it with our family and friends to start off with. And in case we do not find the right answers, seek professional help. Thankfully, today we are blessed that apart from pediatricians, there is a wide variety and range of experts and therapists available. From audiologists, speech therapists, food therapists, sleep coaches, cognitive behavioral theory experts, resilience coaches, psychologists, specialists. You name them and there is a specialist to identify our problem and solve any challenge. What we need to accept is it's as normal as popping a paracetamol or visiting a pediatrician if our child has fever. Only the nature of this treatment is different. So we have to fight with the taboo and break it.
Mantra number 17. Encourage art. Art plays a significant role in a child's development. It is said that there are 64 forms of art, from carpentry, culinary, pottery, music, to dance, and so many more. Every individual is inclined towards some form of art that leads to their future career choices. Giving our children enough to explore through art with their senses helps them connect to themselves and their surroundings. When their little fingers are in action, the pointers on the fingers are stimulated, which create neuro patterns in their brain and improves their ability to do more complex learning.
Mantra number 18. Mindset over skill set, always. It is said that IQ contributes to only 20% of an individual's success. The traits that were taken for granted, like compassion, empathy, social skills, resilience, ability to make the right choices in difficult situations, have become the defining factors for an individual's success in today's times. Therefore, improving our child's emotional quotient right from the beginning is very important. And to do so, we have to just follow these four simple steps. First is to acknowledge their emotion. Second is to help them label the emotion. Third is to validate the emotion by saying it's okay to feel what you're feeling. And fourth is to soothe them by getting them to do activities of their choice and get them out of that discomfort.
Mantra number 19. take them closer to Mother Nature. Research has shown that the more often children are exposed to nature, the happier, healthier, and brighter they become, and it also ensures unmatched holistic development. Whereas on the other hand, minimum interaction with nature may lead to nature deficit disorder. Now we know that urban life doesn't offer many avenues to be close to nature, but we can start small at home. Having an edible garden, making eco-friendly choices on a daily basis, choosing picnics and outdoor play over mall visits, getting wet in the rain, playing with stones and sticks, climbing trees. There are so many easy options around us. All we need to do is to park our fears and reservations related to hygiene and safety and trust Mother Nature to take good care of them.
Mantra number 20. Create your own support system. In today's nuclear family setup, having a ready-made support system is not easy and it's not available. So we have to take efforts to create our own support system. For this, we should not shy away and hesitate to take help from our extended family, grandparents, uncles, aunties, friends, neighbors. They would all be willing to help us babysit our children, maybe feed them once in a while, or in any other way, big and small. All we need to do is reach out and ask for help.
Coming to mantra number 21, and one of the most neglected ones. Don't forget about yourself. Taking care of yourself is the most powerful way to begin to take care of others. Self-care is of utmost importance and it is not news to us, but we still ignore it. So let's decide to take some time out for the things we really love. It could be as simple as going on morning walks, cooking the food which we like and not always the kids, pursuing a hobby or meeting friends. This helps to improve the quality of time we are spending with our family and kids. And by doing this, we are also setting an example in front of our children to prioritize themselves when they grow up as adults.
These were the 21 gems that we have picked from our learnings just for y'all. So if you found this interesting and useful, please subscribe to our podcast on the app you're listening to. You can also leave us a review and subscribe to us on our website, partnersinupbringing.com.
And if you would like to listen to our other conversations, all you need to do is open any podcasting app on your phone. It can be Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, or JioSaavn, and search for Partners in Upbringing. If you are active on social media, you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Partners in Upbringing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye, take care, and happy parenting.
Happy parenting.
The content of this podcast is the copyright of the makers of this podcast, Partners in Upbringing. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered as professional advice unless stated. Please refer to https://www.partnersinupbringing.com for further details.